Welcome to the Raise with Jesus podcast, 10 minutes every day where life with Jesus meets yours. You've got your Sunday preview for February 24th, 2019, the seventh Sunday after Epiphany. In our gospel lesson today, Jesus talks about love, and we understand that to a point. It's natural for us to love those who love us, and it's natural to hate those who are our enemies. And we understand that we as Christians should love those who don't love us as well, and just leave the judgment up to God. But then we get to Luke chapter 6, where we are today, verses 27 to 38. And our misunderstood, misquoted Jesus talks about love in a way that maybe we hadn't expected. So in this world of messed up love, Jesus reminds us that when our hearts are warmed by his own divine and forgiving love for us, only then can we share that love with same love with others. We can love the unlovable and have compassion on those who curse us. But before we even get to the discussion of how do we love and what does that look like, we have to start by defining our terms. We have to understand that when you as a Christian say love or judgment, you don't mean the same thing as the world around us does. We have to kind of define these terms so that we can define them within a Christian context or wrestle their definitions away from their cultural definitions and refocus them within their Christian definitions. Terms like love or marriage, relationship, hatred, judgment, and many more. Many of these terms are freighted with weight from our cultural definitions and the cultural ideas about love or marriage, relationships, or hatred or judgment. The don't judge refrain, as quoting Jesus, is very common. But we have to understand that God has overall intent of saving you. And even a proclamation of the law during a person's time of grace has the intent of bringing that person to repentance so that he or she may be saved. Until it becomes apparent that day, finally, when a person's time of grace is either finished in death or their willful rejection of God's word means that we commit this person to the realm of the devil. So what does judging really look like? What does our misunderstood, misquoted Jesus really saying here? God is not found apart from the Word of God, and love, also hatred or judgment, and even life, cannot be properly understood apart from Christ. What if God's Word conflicts with my feelings, while my friends and acquaintances don't see the problem with my own life choices? What if they are suffering, and I don't know how to talk about it? What if others are encouraging and affirming that my choices and my actions are right and normal? It doesn't take too many friends to corrupt good character, and the proverb is correct that bad company corrupts good character, and it doesn't take too many people too long to encourage sin. Just take a look at any college campus today. Take a look at the problems that our young people have to deal with that their grandparents never even talked about. How can a person who hears what God's word says and yet hears so many other voices and from outside, from friends, and so many feelings from within, how can this person in a confused society, in a confused culture that doesn't even know how to understand love, can't even define the terms, how can this person come to know a God of love, that is, a God of true love? And so from Luke chapter 6, verses 27 to 38, we see that Jesus contrasts human love and action with his own selfless love. The Christ-imitating golden rule finds no greater, no more challenging application than this. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Jesus says, "But I say to you who are listening, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. If someone strikes you on one cheek, offer the other too. If someone takes away your coat, do not withhold your shirt. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes away your things, do not demand them back. Treat others just as you would want them to treat you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? To be sure, even the sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even the sinners do the same thing. If you lend to those from whom you expect to be repaid, what credit is that to you? Even the sinners lend to sinners in order to be paid back in full. Instead, love your enemies, do good, and lend expecting nothing in return. Your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, because He is kind to the unthankful and the evil. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. In fact, the measure with which you measure will be measured back to you. This is the word of our God. You can find us Sunday morning at 2250 South Hollandsylvania Road in Maumee, 9 a.m. worship. You could also tune in on YouTube. Just search for Resurrection Maumee. God bless your day.